We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Gemara right after the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. There are three different categories of Asurim by Nazir, Hatuma, and it says, Hatuma Vataklachas Vayotzi Min HaGefen. Zok the Gemara, Hayotzi Min HaGefen is making a deek over here. Hayotzi Min HaGefen in. Something that comes out of a Gefen, off the vine, is Asur, but the Gefen Atzmoy, the things on the vine itself, Loi, are not Asur. Not Asur. Which means there are certain parts of the vine, it's called the alum and the lovum, the leaves and the little shoots. If you look at sometimes a picture of a bottle of wine, they have this beautiful picture of nice leaves. The leaves are very nice on the grapes, and maybe you can eat them on the grape vines. They're very nice leaves. You could call it, you know, spinach salad and say it's a leaf. You know, the yebra is made from, okay, good. So the nazir can't eat these lovum and gefanim. These lulavim and alim, so that's we make a diyuk that the nazir could eat it. Smash our mishnah gefen atzmoi. Now you're supposed to be gefen in gefen atzmoi. The gefen atzmoi is mutter to eat. So I'm going to see some loy karav liyazer. Our mishnah karav liyazer. Tanya blazer aimer. Afilu alim v'lulavim b'mashma. And then we'll see soon in the Gemara what the biyah machlekes is from the psukim. But Rav Liyazer says even alim and lulavim are the soft parts of the leaves and the branches of the vines. Those are usher as well. That's really as a holds. So the Deikvar Mishnah, it says, Yoytze min ha-gefen, comes out of the Gefen. Mashma, the Gefen itself is mutter. That's one Deik. Ikadam rila, aseifel. Like Torah speaks out, the ratio is not a good enough Deik, because Yoytze min ha-gefen can mean even alav, they also come off the Gefen. A leaf comes off the Gefen also. So what's the Deik? Deik from the Seifa. It says, Eina chayiv, elach yoychal min ha-novim kazayis. It's mashma min ha-novim min, that from the grapes. My Gefen asma loy, from the vine itself, no. So my system, the fetus economics, the deek is my safer. Same thing. My system, like Rabbi Yezer, Tanya Rabbi Yezer, Aimer, Rabbi Yezer says, I feel Alan v'lulavim b'mashma. Even Alan v'lulavim, including the iser of Gefen, the iser of the iser to Nazir. Nazir can't eat Alan v'lulavim. There's included in the iser. And our mission of Avoyer, not like that, Shalak v'lulavim from the ratio, or safer. Either way, our mission of Avoyer, the iser is only grapes itself and not the branches or the leaves that come out of the grapes. So what's the Bia Machlekes? Micah Mifkli. Rabbi Eliezer darish ribuy umiyutu, and Rabbam darish kolli prati. There's two ways always to make a drasha. One is called klal prata klal, and the other one is ribuy umiyut riba. And usually ribuy umiyut riba is marba more things. That form of drasha is marba more things. The klal prata klal, no, and we'll see as we go along what this means exactly. Rabbi Eliezer darish ribuy umiyuti. He darish ribuy and umiyut. The pasuk says miyayin v'sheicha yazir. Miyat, yayin v'sheicha is very specific. It's telling exactly what you can't eat or drink. It's clearly what it is. So that's not a klal, that's not a general term, that's exactly specific. Then it says, mekolash yasim ha-gefen ha-yayin riba. Then it's marba. Anything comes out of the gefen ha-yayin riba. Actually, after that, it says, mechatsana v'adzag. It says that afterwards, but that really is a new miyat, but right now we'll speak that out soon, what Rabbi Eliezer does with that. But Kapar Eliezer says there's a miyat, yayin v'sheicha yasim miyat. Then it says, mekoilash yasim v'gefen yayin riba, which means a general term. And we dash in like this, miyat v'riba, riba koil, we have the riba, it's riba, everything that has to do with gefen. My riba kol mili. But the mice, you have a miyat, you have to do something with the miyat. My miyat shifshisa. It's miyat, it's moira, which means a branch. It's mayat a branch. That means we have a ribuy umiyat or miyat a riba. It's basically marba everything. You just have to have one miyat. It doesn't have to be daima to the prat. It doesn't have to be similar to the prat. The prat over here is yayin and sheikha. It doesn't have to be similar to the prat. But you have to mayat something. What are you mayat according to Rabbi Eliezer? You mayat the last resort, which is branches. But everything after that is asr, which is leaves, soft leaves. And the soft branches are all asr because the only thing we're saying is not asr is the shifshisa, which is the zmaira. Akaponim. So that's how we learn this riba or miyat. It's miyat riba. We have the yayim sheikha, and then comes the riba. We have one miyat. The miyat is shifshisa. Rabbanon darshi kloli prati. He darshes a klal or prat. It's really the drasha is going to be like this. A prat, a klal, then a prat. That's the way the drasha, which is similar to a klal, a prat, a klal, which means that you marba only things that are similar to the specific. So what is the kloli prati? Says the pasuk, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir prat." That's specific. Dafka wine and older wine. Then it says, "Mekolash yasir v'gefen yayin is a klal." Then it says, "Mecharzan v'adzag," again specific things. Chozo prat. It's a prat or klal prat. Iyat adon, you only make a drasha similar el ke'ena prat. Ma prat is a mefurish pri or pseilos pri. Just like the prat it's all about peiris and pseilos peiri. What's pseilos peiri? Like chaymitz, vinegar is pseilos peiri.
No, the
pratim. No, not like. Right, Yayim Shecha, but it says further in that passage, Yayim Shecha, Yazir, Chaymitz Yayim, Chaymitz Shecha. It's also part of the Pratim. So the Pratim are, it's Peris Mamish, and it's Pseilus Peri. Pseilus Peri is Chaymitz. So it has to be similar to those. So it says, Ma Prat Mefurish, Pri of Pseilus Pri, Afkal Pri of Pseilus Pri, which is coming to the Marabah, which you'll see in the Marabah, we'll speak it out soon. Pri is any Pri, even a Boiser, which means an immature grape. Upsilas pri is just like it's chaymitz, then you compare similar things, which means grapes that were wormy are also awesome. Ima prat mefurish pri gomer I've called pri gomer. Maybe it has to be dafka, a complete peri, like a not a boyser, not an immature peri. Amrit imkei ma niach la kosma shmoi shle amru. Then what are we marba? We marba something. Everything else the pasuk says. The pasuk says anovim lachem veveishim. It says fresh grapes and dry grapes. Haksivi, it says. Yain v'chaymet saksivi. Yain and vinegar, it says. Ha'iluch aladun, kaloshan achron, kaloshan rishon. You have to be marba, like we just said, the even not the pre-gomor, and even psoilus pre. Now, I just want to speak out, that according to the Rabbanon, we have here a prat, klal a prat. Chartan of Azag. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the Chartan of Azag? He said you have a miyat and a riba. What happened to miyat at the end? So, Taisa speaks out, that he'll learn like Rabbi Eliezer, he'll learn like Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. If you remember, we had in the Mishnah a few minutes ago, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that we dash with chatzan and matzag that you need to eat toru b'chayiv two pits and a peel. So it's not that pasuk is not extra to make a drasha. That pasuk is for that, and therefore you don't have a miyat ribo miyat. That's the Tosfos Chazal. Loshen Achron Loshen Rishon means that we've said with marba kol pri even if it's immature and sells pri. It's more like kasha. Ima prat mafurish pre gomer af kol pre gomer. That's the lashon acher. He says maybe it's not pre gomer. No, then what do you have the chal prat for? I know everything already. Teres is going to remember that. That's the read those words. Frey the gemara umaachas shesafinu rabbis kol davar. If you being marba everything matam aloymar mecharetzan vaadzag. So why does it say taka the last prat? Loymar lachaticha's komokam shata moitzi prat a klal. Anytime you have a prat a klal. Teach you halacha in Hilchos Drashos. If you have a prat and then a klal, it's marba everything. That's the halacha. But the prat at the end, that makes that the klal is only marba ke'ena prat. Let's read it inside. Marcus Vidal was called Dava. Matam Lemon Makazan Zag was the last prat. Lemonlo, come on, come to the Moitza prat for Klal. Yet I'll show you Lemoishko done a Kena prat. You can't be marba dafka Kena prat. El Nasa Klal Moisla prat. It's marba everything. Ach Yifrit Lakal Kosov, Kaderas Problem Nazan. Until you have a prat afterwards, that tells you that the Klal, that's marba, that adds things on, that has to be like the prat. Omar Mar. So now, next one to tell us what exactly we're being marba. We spoke it out, but now they want to speak it out clearly. Omamar, ma prat mafurish pri upsailas pri. Just like the prat is a pri, which is yayin and sheikhar, and upsailas pri, which is chaymetz. I've called pri upsailas pri. Then every type of pri and every type of upsailas pri. What's pri coming to marba? I've called pri upsailas pri. Pri is envy. First, peris is done of them. And upsailas pri, mahi is chaymetz, is the vinegar. We said wine, envy, same thing. Wine or grapes, the perfect pre, that's a pre. Sales pre, mahi is chaymetz. Af kol pre, mahi, what do we mean, marba, af kol pre? Gorki, even boisa, which is immature grapes. Af kol sales pre, mahi is what's going to be marba, marav kahana, lasuya envy dichrin, which is wormy grapes. Now, the pasuk says, b'charzana v'adzag, what's that coming to marba? So we just said what it's telling us. That's the last prat. So Zok Toysis printed on top of Lamahem and Aleph. It shouldn't have said the word ad. Just a charetz and zag. Why is it ad? Amaravina lasuya de bein abinayim. To yamarba de bein abinayim. What does bein abinayim mean? So Toysis has a few pshatim. One of the pshatim he has is that bein abinayim is these anovim that are bein hagdoilim. The sun doesn't reach them because they're deep inside the vine. They're in between the gedoilim and it doesn't reach them. So for Toysis, we already know bein abinayim from Paisa. So what do you have to marry bein abinayim? So he says there's a difference. Boisar one day become a real grape. And one day will get mature. But these Bein Benayim will never get mature. They're behind other ones. They'll never get mature. Let's take one. I guess that it's all part of one bundle, one cluster of grapes. It's not going to happen. And therefore, that Tosfos says, Tosfos, the only pshat ben Rabbanayim maybe means the meat inside the grape. You only eat that part if that's also not. It means you don't eat the peel, you don't eat the peel. It's just the inside. That's another pshat of Tosfos ben Rabbanayim. He doesn't like the Ibrahim. That's why he doesn't like the pshat so much. That is the grape. That's not, so, therefore, I said the other pshat of ben Rabbanayim, the Gedolim. But I and Tosfos, they're masculine of the ben Rabbanayim for the few different pshatim in those words. So now the next Gemara, the next six lines, is a Daf Yomi special. It's just a repeat of what we just learned. It's a repeat, and we're going to read it, and then we'll be finished on it. Omamar, ima prat before is pre-gomor, afko pre-gomor. Maybe, just like the prat is dafka a full pre, maybe be marba only a full pre and not an immature pre. If that was true, then what do we leave out? What are we marba? That shloim they didn't say. Anovim v'lachem v'yaveshim haksivi. It says in the pasuk. Yain v'chaimitz haksivi. Ha'ein alecha lodun kolosh nachron el kolosh rishon, which means that you marba even a baiser and you marba even wormy grapes. Why do we have the last meat? You have no right to darshan kena prat. You marba everything. Everything. Until the pasuk has a meat afterwards. Just like by Noza has a special meat afterwards. That tells you that the klal is only moisiv kein prat. Like it says here, the prat afterwards, and that's where we'll stop for right now, and we're up to here on top of the Amud. Next year we'll continue with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Welcome back.